Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Ches Omid Beis. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we have a last sif in Reish Tzadi Aleph, dealing with the halachas of Shalashudis, and Amir Tzashem, we will do most of Reish Tzadi Beis, dealing with Tfilas Mincha. So let's finish off Siv Vav in Reish Tzadi Aleph. Noshim Chayavus Besudo Shlishis. We've been talking about the various halachas of Shalashudis, and the Mechaber is now telling us that women are also equally required, just like men, in all the dinim of Shalashudis. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, tells us, V'gam Chayavus Mitzis Lecha Mishta. They likewise are required to do Lecha Mishta. One should not think that that is not included for women as well. And Dishavut number 25, he brings down that the Mishneh Berurah already taught us in Siman Reish Ayin Dalid, that the women, the Gamhein Ayub and Nes Yiridus Amon, they also were involved in the miracle that the double portion of Mon fell on Friday. So therefore, that's why we commemorate the double portion of Mon falling on Friday by having Lecha Mishnah at all of our Shabbos meals. So too, the women should have Lecha Mishnah at Shalashudis, which they're obligated to have. And the Mishneh Berurah says, Siv Katan Chavav, the Lechol, Milei de Shabbos, Ish V'Isha Shoven. As a separate reminder, men and women are all obligated the same in both the positive and negative commandments. You might have thought that women would be exempt from some of the commandments of Shabbos that are positive because of the concept of a mitzvah sasecious man grom, a time-dependent mitzvah, women in general are exempt. But here, since they're obligated in the low sasays, they're not allowed to desecrate the Shabbos, so it says, Zoch HaVishomer, anybody that's involved in keeping the low sasays is also required to keep the assays, and therefore, essentially, the Mishneh Berurah is telling us there's no difference between men and women in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. And this has already been understood and learned as well. Kemoshin is barred by Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. Furthermore, the Mishneh Berurah says, V'od, Shagam Heim Hayu B'nei Shalamon. As we just pointed out from Dishavut number 25, the women were included in the Nes of the Mon, and therefore, V'al Kulam Omar Ichlu Hayom. In all three meals of Shabbos, it says you should eat three times Hayom, the three meals, the Mizeh Nilmad Chi of Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos. That teaches us the three required meals on Shabbos. All of them should be with bread, all of them should be with Lecha Mishnah. Men and women are the same. That concludes Simin Reish Tzadi Aleph. Now we begin Reish Tzadi Beis, the Dinim of Tfilas Mincha on Shabbos. Starts off and he says, "B'mincha by Tfilas Mincha on Shabbos." The Rama says, "Omrim Ashrei Uvolatzion Vanis Tfilasi VeGomer." He brings down from the Torah that we add on our Tfila of Ashrei and Uvolatzion and Anis Tfilasi before we lain on Shabbos Mincha. We'll talk about this more in the Mishneh Berurah momentarily. And the Mechaber continues. He says, at Mincha time, after we say Ashrei Uvolatzion and Anis Tfilasi, we say Motzi in Sefer Torah. We take out the Sefer Torah. V'korin Shlosh Anoshim Asar Psukim. And we call up three people and we read a minimum of 10 Psukim. You can read more, but we never read less. The one exception, of course, is on Purim, where we read 9 Psukim, because that's a separate inyan, but we always read at least 10 Psukim. At least one person should get 4 Psukim, and the other two at least 3 Psukim. And mi Parasha Haba. And you read this from next week's Parasha, the Parasha that we read next Shabbos. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Afilu chol yom tov lios b'Shabbos. And if Yontif is on Shabbos, so then we don't read that Shabbos a special Shabbos parsha, but we read a special Yontif parsha for the Yontif. Then korin b'parsha abo v'lo b'shal Yontif. Then the week before at Mincha Tom, we don't read the Yontif laning that you read next Shabbos, but you read the following Shabbos's regular Shabbos laning. Now we go to the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah tells us that after we say Ashrei Uvol Utzion, Umafsikin Bekadish Kodem Vanis V'Lasi. You say a Chatzi Kaddish after Uvol Utzion, and then you say Vanis V'Lasi, and then you take out the Sifrei Torah. Why do we say Uvol Utzion over here by Mincha time? So the Mishneh Berurah tells us a very interesting idea. V'amiris Uvol Utzion b'Mincha hu b'makom seder kedusha d'chol. The saying of Uvol Utzion is the equivalent of every weekday morning when we say Ashrei Uvol Utzion after Shmoneh Esrei, that's called Kedusha de Sidra, and that we say that every week in the morning by Shachris. Why not on Shabbos in the morning? So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, "Ubishabbos shemarich and harbi b'shachris u'musaf." Because Shabbos the davening is so much longer, we have a longer Shachris, we have a longer additional musaf. He nichua ad mincha. He brings that from the Kobo that the rabbi said it's too long a davening by Shachris. So save this kedusha de sidra, saying the Uvol Utzion over here, the kadosh, 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 and all the other things inside of the Uvol Utzion, save it to mincha time because it would be too much of a tircha for the people to say this by Shachris time. A fascinating idea. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says, we say Vanis Filasi, who Alpi HaMedrash. This is based upon the Medrash. Shama David Lefnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. David said to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, God, Ein Umazu Ki Avdei Gilulim. The Jewish people are not like the idol worshippers. The idol worshippers, Sheshosin U'mishtakun U'pochazim. The idol worshippers, they go and eat and drink, and they go and do all sorts of rash things. but not the Jewish people. On our holy day, on Shabbos, v'anu lochein, we don't do like they do on their holidays. Aval pi shalchanu v'shosinu, even though we ate and we drank, nevertheless, v'ani yisvila tzilecha Hashem es ratzon, we say special tfilos to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't get drunk, we don't act in an inappropriate fashion. And dish foot number one says, therefore, on Yom Kippur, when it comes out on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch and Tof Reish Chav Bey says you don't have to say Vani Sulasi because you haven't eaten that day, and therefore we don't have to show the contrast between us and them. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Avo b'mincha sheyantif ein omrim oso. But by mincha and yantif, we do not say anis filosi, kiven de ein korin b'torah, shehu eis ratzon ayidei zeh. Because there is no reading of the Torah, and therefore we don't say this is an eis ratzon. The eis ratzon is when you read the Torah, so therefore on a regular mincha on a yantif, where there is no Torah laning, so then you don't say anis filosi. However, umiyu b'Shabbos nogu le'omro af b'mokum shein sefer Torah. Nevertheless, on Shabbos, even if for whatever the reason there is no sefer Torah and there is no laning, nevertheless we still say v'anis filasi v'chein afilu b'yochid. And likewise, a person davening by himself, we also obviously doesn't have laning and a sefer Torah brings down from the Acharonim that you also say v'anis filasi. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, let me take out the Sefer Torah. Where do we get that from? He says it's an early takana. Whom he takana is Ezra. Ezra HaSofer, the great Ezra, the Novi Ezra, arrange this kiddeisa b'gemara as the Gemara, which the Shaar HaTzion in Oz Gimel tells us is in Megillah Chaf Aleph, describes. And if you look at Dershu foot number two, Ezra set this up because of the Yoshvei Kronos, the people who Shaar HaTzion explains in the name of the Rosh are sitting and working all week long and don't have time to listen to the laning on Monday and Thursday. So therefore, Ezra set up a special laning for them on Shabbos afternoon. The Aruch brings down as well that these Yoshvei Kronos are not people that normally would be sitting in the Beis Medrash, and they would be sitting around Stam talking, Sicha B'Tela. And the Meiri adds, as well as the Shita Mekubetzes, Shabosus Man Shikru B'Torah, Yichlin Sukam Him Leveis Medrash. If they know that the Torah laning is going on, they'll come inside and they'll at least participate in that way. Then he brings down an interesting halacha. It's getting late on Shabbos afternoon. It's getting close to the Zman Sof Tfilas Mincha. And they haven't lained yet. So you have a choice. If they lane, they're going to say Shmon Esrei after the Shkia. If they say Shmon Esrei, they're going to have to lane after the Shkia. So he brings down from the Hemek Bracha, Sheish Listapik, we're not sure, maybe Ulai Odif Likro B'Torah Tfilah. Maybe they should do the laning first, because the Tfilah always has Teshlumim. You could do a makeup Shmon Esrei for the Tfilas Mincha that you missed, because you're not doing it intentionally and missing it. The time has run out. So you're entitled to do a makeup tefillah. Or alternatively, maybe one could say that the Torah laning is not an absolute obligation, and therefore it would be better to go daven mincha first, the Shmon Esrei, and then we're not sure what you do with the laning. So he brings out for Shlomo Zalman, she'odif lahakdim es tefillah l'kriyas haTorah. Better in this situation to go daven the Shmon Esrei first, and then he's not sure if she'd do the laning after the time of the Shkia or not. The same discussion really happens as well on a tainis. If you're running out of time in the tainis on a weekday and you have to lane or you have to say the Shmon Esrei. So the Makor HaChaim brings down, Shekodim Yispalu Shmon Esrei, V'achar Kach Yikru B'Torah. First you say Shmon Esrei, and then, even though maybe after the Shkia, you can lane from the Torah. Likewise, he says, if they didn't have a Sefer Torah on Shabbos at the start, so they daven Mincha, and then they get a Sefer Torah, so he brings down, Ef Shalikro B'Torah Li'achar HaTfilah. You can lane after the davening. He brings down an addition from the Ksos HaShulchan, Shebaofen Zeh Shekorin B'Torah Le'achar Tefillah Yesh Lo Mechatzi Kaddish L'Achar Kriyas HaTorah. Then you should say an additional Chatzi Kaddish after laning. Normally we don't have by Mincha Toi Mechatzi Kaddish, which we'll learn about in a moment, but here, since you've already said Shmon Esrei, and there's no reason to say a Chatzi Kaddish over here like we normally do before the Shmon Esrei, that's why we don't say it after the laning. Here you should say a Chatzi Kaddish after the laning. Then he brings down from the Eshel Avrom Mibachach, Sheitochin Shezedavka B'Yemei Sheini V'Chamishi. That which we said over here that you should lane after the davening, if you didn't have a Sefer Torah, it was only on a Monday or Thursday. But he says, by Shabbos, by Mincha time, the Takana was to lane specifically before the Shmon Esrei, and you can't do this after the Shmon Esrei. Mr. Bruce of Kohen Dalet writes that we call up three people to get aliyos. He teaches us then, b'mincha ein omrim kaddish al habima liolam. By Mincha time, we don't say a chatzi kaddish after the laning. And he says, this is true, b'im b'Shabbos, b'im b'tainis. This is true on Shabbos afternoon by Mincha time, and as well as a tainis tzibur, when we lane by Mincha, we don't say a chatzi kaddish. He says, ra'ak lifnei ha'omud kodim tefila Shmon Esrei. We do say the chatzi kaddish, which goes on the laning, but also goes on the upcoming Shmon Esrei on both Shabbos afternoon and by a tainis. The koinami ha'sefer Torah, that chatzi kaddish goes not only on the Shmon Esrei, but it also goes back on the laning that you did beforehand. Because the omru, if you were to say chatzi kaddish miyad ala bima right after the laning, so then you're going to have to say another chatzi kaddish right before the Shmon Esrei. Imkein lifnei ha'omud lo yomru kaddish ki'em b'me la'afsik b'en ha'kadeshim. Because then there'd be nothing that you're saying that additional Chatzi Kaddish before the Shemoneh Esrei. Because all you're saying is Yahalu, that's only Pasuk Echad, Lo Hevi Hefsek. That's not considered a significant enough interruption to require another Chatzi Kaddish. And he says, aye, even today, Av Shomi Mizrael Hashem Oritz, we say various Kapitlach of Tillim, Izar Mizmar Ledovid, or we say Ledovid Mizmar, Ein Zem Yikra Din. He says, that's not essential, that's not an absolute requirement. Ula olam roy lahasmicha kaddish l'tila shmoneh esrei, and the kaddish should be right before the shmoneh esrei. Mashen came b'shachris, as opposed to by shachris time, yesh hefsek b'amiris ashrei ben time. By shachris time, after the chatzi kaddish that you say after the laning, you're going to say ashrei lamnatzeach uvalitzion, you return the Torah, and all of that is enough of a reason now to say another kaddish afterwards. Well, if he's a kishen sefer Torah b'Shabbos b'mincha, that's why if you don't have a sefer Torah in Shabbos b'mincha, lo yomru rak pam echod kaddish achar ashri volutzion. Then you just say the chatzi kaddish after volutzion, and you go straight into the Shemoneh Esrei. And upasuk v'anisvi losi yomru oz kodem kaddish. And then before you say the kaddish, you should say anisvi losi, which as we pointed out, you say even if you don't have a sefer Torah, kadesh lo yehevsek bin kaddish l'tvila. You shouldn't say anisvi losi after the kaddish before the Shemoneh Esrei. And he brings us down the name of the Elyeh Rabba and the Shagas Aryeh. The issue for number three tells us, Ulahosif Kruim Maminyan Zeh, can you add on a Hosafa on Shabbos Mincha or by a Tainis by Mincha time? So that we already learned also in Kuf Lamed Hey, that on Mondays and Thursdays, that you should not add on additional Aliyos, even if you have Chiyuvim there. Ubitam Hadover, the reasoning was, Shalol Levatel Asom Mimlocha, because people have to go to work. And even though that reason may not apply on Shabbos, that was the reason for Monday and Thursdays, he says, even though the Machzis Hashekel says, Shukivan Shadarshu Atzomich Lechashekel, or Ratzu Chacham Latriach Hazatzibor, Beosophos Alios. So he says, you have a similar idea of not being Matriach the Tzibor, because it may not be because they're going to work, but because you had a drasha before Mincha time, you want to give the people, so to say, a little bit of a chance to relax and get to the Shalosh Shudasin time as well. So therefore, they didn't allow additional Hosafos. The Prima Gadim adds another reason. He says, even though there's no worry about Bittul Melacha, it's Shabbos, nevertheless, the rabbi said, once we have a din of Kriya, we don't make a distinction between the three required Aliyos on a Monday or Thursday and the three required Aliyos on a Shabbos. We don't make Hosafos. And another reason, he says, Mishum Shetzorich Lechol Suda Shlishis Vein L'Harach. You want to make sure they get in time, Shalosh Shudas, to start before the Shkia, ideally, and therefore we don't want to drag on the Aliyos more than is necessary. Dishavu number 4 says, there's another pasuk that we say, another couple of psukim, Uvnucha Yomar. How come we can't say the Chatzi Kaddish on that? So he brings down from the Shari Ephraim, Shemutu Li'omra Mitam Acher. That you can say because of another reason, that's not considered a Havsaka. Shekim Mishen Operik Sholeim B'mokum Echod. It's not one series of psukim from the same place. It's a bunch of psukim from different places. So he says that doesn't qualify that you should say a chatzi kaddish after that, and that's why we consider it not a hefsek, so to say, from the chatzi kaddish that you said that you're going to say right before the Shemoneh Esrei, and from the laning that you just said, which did not have its own chatzi kaddish. The issue for number 6 brings down, why do we need to say a kaddish before the Shemoneh Esrei? So the Levush says, Shukadei Sheyedu Atzibur Shegiya Shlich Tzibur Lefnei Amud. This is, so to say, a clap on the bima. This is to remind everybody, hey, we're about to all start Shemoneh Esrei. So you say the Chatzi Kaddish to calm everybody down and to get everybody attentive and listening to the Chazan. And this way, they'll all start Shemoneh Esrei Bishoveh, which is the definition of Tfilah B'Tzibur, that everybody should go and start davening the Shemoneh Esrei at the same time. Then he adds, let's say, for example, you're davening in one place, but the Sefer Torah is in another place, and you can't move the Sefer Torah, there's no Erev, you can't carry it, whatever the situation may be. So you go across the street to Lane, and now you're going back to the Beis HaKnesses to say Shemoneh Esrei. So the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tov Reish Chof Beis writes, Sheyesh Lo Mores HaKaddish Li'acha Kriyas HaTorah. In that situation, you should say a Kaddish after the Kriyas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey writes, and on Yontif, on Shabbos, so then the week before you don't do the Yontif laning, but you do the Shabbos of the following week's laning, the regular Seder of the Parshos, he says, Doha Kriya Einena Bishul Yontif, because this laning on Mincha Shabbos the afternoon has nothing to do with Yontif. Doha B'mincha B'yontif Ein Korim, because on a Yontif by Mincha in the afternoon, we don't do any laning. So therefore, this laning is specifically for the next Shabbos's regular Parsha of laning, and therefore, we do not lane by Mincha time on Yontif, and therefore, when we do have a Yontif coming out on Shabbos, it has nothing to do with the laning, and we lay in the following Shabbos laning at Mincha of the week before Yontif. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Omrim Tzidkotzcha, we say Tzidkotzcha Tzedek, the different girsos as to the order of the three Pesukim between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad, but everybody agrees that we say Tzidkotzcha. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Vav, because at that time, by Minchan Shabbos afternoon, Demesubo Yosef, Moshe, V'David, the three great Parnosim of Klai Yisro, Yosef, Moshe, and David, they all died Mincha Shabbos afternoon. And therefore, V'lochein, Noagu, Shalo, Likboa, Oz Medrash. And therefore, the rabbi said, it's inappropriate to set that time up to learn, Ki Chocha, because when the Talmud Chacham dies, his yeshiva closes, so to say, for hespedim and to take care of the needs of the Talmud Chacham. So to say, Shabbos afternoon by Mincha, we don't make a drasha. However, it brings down over here from the Bach, Herich Lochiach Shalom Es Moshe B'Shabbos Rak B'Arv Shabbos. He says, wait a second, not everybody agrees that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos afternoon. In fact, the Bach brings various proofs to say that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Erev Shabbos, and he was only buried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chvodo B'atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, no human being buried Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lo Nignas, his Aron was, so to say, put away, hidden, nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, at Shabbos B'Mincha, B'Shaito De'Eis Ratzo. And Hashem, so to say, Kaviyach, waited till the Eis Ratzon in order to have Moshe Rabbeinu buried by Shabbos Mincha when we do the laning. The issue foot number 7 points out, but we don't bury on Shabbos, so the Bach brings down, and the Bach is the source of this din, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Biatzma Kovro. God doesn't have restrictions of Shabbos halachos. And therefore, since Shakodesh Baruch Hu buried him, and this is brought down by Rashi as well, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Bichvodo Kovro, Shakodesh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore there's no problem over here of Chilul Shabbos. And the Mishnah continues in writes, Kamo Shekasa B'Zohar, as the Zohar writes, the Anu Omrim, Tzedek Adin Olav Bizman Shenignaz, that we say Tzedek Adin, Tzidkotzcha Tzedek, about Moshe Rabbeinu, not at the time that he died, but at the time that he was buried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Mishnah continues and he writes, V'yesh Meforshim, there are those that say, the Omrim Tzidkotzcha, the reason we say Tzidkotzcha Tzedek is Lahatzdek Adin Al Rishoyim, Shechoshim Legehenna B'Motzi Shabbos. This is, so to say, to attest to God's fairness and his justice by all the people that unfortunately after Shabbos are going back to Gehenim, so this is a tzedek hadin on that return of those neshamas to Gehenim. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'imchol bo yom, shilu ha-yachol, ha-yomim bo, b'mincha nefilas apayim. And if on the Shabbos, if it were a weekday, we wouldn't be saying tachlun. We don't fall on our arms and say tachlun on that type of a day. So when that day comes out on Shabbos, ain't omrim tzidkotzcha. Then we don't say tzidkotzcha tzedek as well. It has similar dinim to tachlun. When you don't say tachlun on a weekday, you don't say tzidkotzcha on a Shabbos. And the Mishnah explains this in Sifkot and Zayin. Pirush, bein Shiyom HaShabbos Rosh Chodesh. For example, if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, Ben Shiyom Rishon Sha'achar Rosh Chodesh, or if Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, so then by Mincha time, V'imkein Ilu HaYachol, by the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Tachlun Lo Yomrim B'Mincha Nefila Sapayim. So to over here, Shekvar Chol Mikzas Yom Shalachra, by Mincha time already of the preceding day, it has some of the Kedusha, some of the attributes of the following day. And therefore, Lachain Gamato Ein Omrim Tzikotzcha. So too, if Sunday is a Yontif that you would not say Tachlun on the Mincha before that day, if it was a weekday, so too we don't say Tzidkotzcha Tzedek on Shabbos Mincha before such a Sunday date, such a Sunday Yontif. Dishafut number 8 compares this also to a bris milah, that the Bali bris don't say Tachlin by Mincha, so too they wouldn't say Tzidkotzcha on Shabbos afternoon for a bris that was held Shabbos morning. Further in the Dirshu footnote here, he asks, what about if you made a mistake and the Chazan said Tzidkabel and they forgot to say Tzidkotzcha Tzedek? So he brings out from the Ktsosha Shulchan that after the Kaddish you can say Tzidkotzcha then. And you don't have to say another Kaddish after Tzidkotzcha, even though it was three Pesukim. And this is based upon the reason we brought down from the Shari Ephraim, because these three Pesukim are on consecutive Pesukim, they're taken from different places, so therefore they don't require their own Chatzi Kaddish after them. In the Beis Avel, during the 7 days of Shiva, which if you're davening in the house on Mincha Shabbos afternoon, they sometimes do that in order to be able to lay from the Sefer Torah three times. So even though on a weekday you wouldn't say Takan over there, he says on Shabbos, there's Ein Midas Hadin Mesucha, and therefore you can say Tzidkotzcha Tzedek on Shabbos. And he brings down even an Avol davening by himself, for whatever the reason, would say Tzidkotzcha Tzedek on Shabbos by Mincha Torn. An additional reason to say Tzidkotzcha in the house of an Avol is brought down by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Tosefta Shabbos is because this would be Avelis B'Fahesi if you did not say it. But the Nafkamina would be an individual would not say Tzidkotzcha in this situation in the base Avol. Finally, the Ramah continues and he says, Hagah, v'nagu shalo likbo medrash bein mincha marv. As we already brought down, you don't set up a set shear between mincha marv on Shabbos afternoon, but the minog is, avol omrim pirkei avos, b'kayitz, you say pirkei avos during the summer months, v'shir amalos b'chorif, v'shir amalos, and as well b'orchi nafshi, during the winter months, v'kom mokum lefi bin hagah. But every place should do what they're accustomed to doing. And already, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches says, v'eino iser, it's not an iser to learn during then, ela minog lezikron b'yalma, just a custom to remind us of this din. And he says, the time we already discussed a few minutes ago, ago in Siv Katan Vav. However, he brings down the Davko Shelo Lumo B'Chavrusa. That's to have a public drasha. Avo Shnayim Shnayim Lomdim B'Vatem. But two people in Chavrusa, that's allowed, as it brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Shin Dalad Mem Siv Yud Ches Linyan Nosi Shemes. Mr. Buri Sivkot and Tess says, that's Hainuk Yishu Samut Chashecha. You shouldn't set shir so close to dark. Therefore, the shir was given before Mincha. You have the drasha going too long. Then don't say Pirkei Avos or Shir HaMalos. So they can have the Suda in the right time for Shalosh Shuras. It brings out from El Yerabba in the name of Mabusha Yontif, Shiro L'Rabbo HaMaral Miprag, Kama Pami Shadoresh B'Milchel Marv. The great Maral Miprag gave a Shir between Milchel Marv, and therefore Bizmanenu Ein Lim Noaz, that we shouldn't stop from giving Shirim during this time, as many shuls do. Because people will not learn, they'll waste their time. Much better that they hear a shir than talk to Dvarim B'Talim and waste their time. That concludes Reit Sadi Beis in today's shir.